Through the Vine. Good morning, it's Bob. It's time for Adoptable Pets of the Week. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
We need some intro music. You guys, what do you want? What do you think we could use for the animal bed?
Who let the dogs out?
That's a little on the nose, Wendy. Yeah, okay, you want to be right on the nose?
I always thought that should have been the music that played on our answering machine when you got put on hold at the shelter.
That would be great. That's it. The shelter. Who let the dogs out? So that would work.
Yeah,
that's the shelter song. But Napa Humane. You need like a feline. Yeah. We got multiple producers this morning.
Yes,
ready
sir.
And go, Kelly.
All righty. So this morning I brought Pierre.
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 He's a Latina Frenchman.
He's a little Chihuahua. He's really cute. He's really personable. He's about 1 year old. Came to us as a stray in the middle of January, so he's been with us about a month. And he's looking for his new home. And he loves to play with other dogs.
He has the coloring of a gold lab to me. I'm just saying. He's got that golden, like the golden tones of a lab.
And little white toe tips.
Little white toe tips, a little bit of white on
and
his nose.
And he's tiny.
He's an actual Chihuahua. Apparently,
exactly.
His parents kept it in the family because he looks purebred.
He's not like all the other Chihuahua mixes we get at the shelter. I'm going to say he's maybe 6-7 pounds.
I don't even know that he's that much. He's
maybe 5.
Tiny.
He's itty bitty.
But he is super, super sweet, super, super friendly, and looking for a good home. And like I said, he's great with other dogs. He just loves to play.
He loves other puppies. He loves Wendy.
Well,
he's just laying upside down. Oh, everybody loves Wendy.
Whatever. He's so cute.
What do you got, Wendy?
So I was going to come in and say the typical, Valentine's safety tips, but there's only one.
Don't let your dogs eat chocolate.
Don't eat your dogs
eat
chocolate.
Yay, Bob got that right.
Yeah, I know that. Yay. Thank you. Here, give myself some love. That's right. I know the number one rule, and I know what happens when you break the rule. That's why we don't.
Yes, you'll end up at the emergency vet hospital, right?
And there'll be a mess in your house.
Yes, that too. That too.
Literally.
So instead, I thought, this is kind of fun. I came across this little posting out there in the internet world. Settle down, Pierre. And it was life lessons you can learn from your dog. Okay, you ready for this?
Okay, I am ready.
Okay. Never pass up the opportunity to go for a joyride.
Fact.
Uh-huh. That's true.
Uh-huh. When loved ones come home, always run to greet them.
Fact.
I love that one.
Gracie does that.
Take naps and stretch before rising.
Yes. Is this dogs and cats?
This is dogs.
Dogs, because Gracie's filling every one of these categories.
She's part dog.
But these are people lessons. So these are things you're supposed to learn from your dog.
Oh, I learned them from my cat.
Or your cat. Okay. Run, romp, and play daily.
Okay, sure, sure. Flip upside down.
Mm-hmm. And this one I live by. Eat with gusto and enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, absolutely. I like that.
This one I admire as well. Be loyal.
I like that.
Yep. Let's see. If you want what lies buried, dig until you find it.
I like that.
All right, that's a pretty heavy life lesson right there, but okay.
Thrive on attention and let people touch you.
Oh, well, all right. Valentine's Day is tomorrow.
Avoid biting.
I'm sorry, what were your hobbies again?
Hold on. That wasn't supposed to be.
Wendy?
That wasn't supposed to be a pause. Avoid
biting. Look what's happened.
Wait a minute. I'm taking this over.
Wendy's hobbies for Valentine's Day.
Avoid biting when a simple growl will do.
Keep that in the role play.
On hot days,
I
drink lots of water and lie under a shady tree.
There you go.
And delight in the simple joys of taking a long walk.
And ending up under a shady tree.
Oh, goodness.
Anybody want to talk anymore? Are we good?
Well, if you're looking for that perfect Valentine, maybe you ought to come down to the shelter.
Go get a puppy. Who doesn't
love a dog, a cat, a chicken, a bunny? I'm getting 12 more hens tomorrow.
12 more hens. You got any goats? Maybe a ram?
I do have a ram.
There you go.
Rambo.
It's a Valentine's ram. Get
Rambo
your woman a ram. It'll be the first time she's ever had one.
Celebrate President's Day with the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center.